climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show. Before the break, I was talking with one of our listeners, Jared Lytle. He works with youth and teens in crisis. And we've been talking about that library legislation that has been prompting a lot of heated conversations for a few years now. Jared, before we headed out to break, we were talking about the fact that kids need to know that they're going to be accepted and that they can ask the tough questions. In your work with kids, I've got to believe you've come across some kids who have felt very alone in their homes. And the interesting part about this is that sometimes parents are so focused on the standards or the values that they hold that they don't realize that they're creating this atmosphere that is not exactly helping their kids. So it's kind of that idea of our intentions are good, we mean well, but maybe the effort is missing the mark a bit.
Absolutely. And a lot of that is the fear involved, that the fear takes over and they don't. Well, you know, there's a lot of kids that I've met with and had great conversations with who their identity and who they believe, you know, in who that they are is not seen as something that's acceptable by their parents, and their parents aren't willing to have any conversation about it. No, you are this, you will not be this, you will not do this, period. And there's no conversation, there's no empathy. And when you do that, children are rebellious. Like, if they don't think that you're going to love them no matter what, that's it. They're going to do what they're going to do.
I love that you're bringing this to the table, because one of the things that I think happens a lot in our society is sometimes when parents strive to be unconditional towards their children, they get blamed and shamed for being enablers. What would you say to that argument, that if you're standing by your kids, if you're willing to have these conversations with them, even if where they're at differs from what you believe and the standards you've set in your home, what would you say to those parents who are struggling? They want to be supportive, but they don't want to enable.
It's, you don't have to compromise your own morals to listen with empathy and non-judgment. Listening to your children or anybody, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers that are having a hard time, like, even if what they're saying goes against your moral compass, I mean, you can still listen and treat them with respect. And instead of just getting angry and be like, no, I don't want to hear about this, you know, we can just listen and be there with them. And sometimes some of the most important work done is done in silence too.
So true. Just being willing to be in that moment. You know, Jared, as you're saying this, it kind of brings me to something that I really believe, and it's something that I say often, and that is, other people's opinions are not contagious. It's okay. You can lean in and you can be there and be supportive without fear that you're going to automatically change your opinions. So I think it's important that we continue to stress that notion that you can stand for what you believe. Hold on to that passion. I'm a big believer in the power of passion. Mm-hmm. But you can do that without stooping to that unthinkable level of making somebody else's journey more difficult than it needs to be.
Absolutely. And I mean, kids get that. Most youth understand that naturally. It's as we grow up and learn other things and start to find fear in different areas of life that we stop.
Isn't that so true? Because think about it, when you're really young, and I think that's why kids who learn to ski when they're a toddler, they have no fear. But as we get older, it's like, whoa, I see a lot of problems that could happen as I'm attempting to go down this steep hill for the first time. And I think the same is true in life. When we're young, we don't process all of the what ifs and all of the other obstacles. But as we get older, a lot of these other things come into play. And because we live in a society that sometimes deals in knee-jerk reactions and wants to have a quick fix, that ends up resulting in parents getting blamed and shamed.
Absolutely. Parents, love your kids. Kids need that. There's nothing more important, period, than loving other people, especially your kids, but love your neighbors.
You know, Jared, the thing is, being a parent is tricky, and there's no surefire manual, and every single kid is different.
Absolutely.
So, as parents, what works for maybe your firstborn doesn't work for your youngest or your middle child. And so it is this difficult balancing act. And I think recognizing and understanding it's a tough job is one of the first steps in being able to be supportive and be there for other parents, as far as that goes. And I think one of the things that's coming to my mind a little bit here is that when parents kind of shut down, it's not that they don't love their kids. It's not that they don't want to be there for their kids. But there are a lot of outside influences, and they're looking over their shoulder, and they fear being that enabler. And so I think we have to empower parents to trust that intuition.
Sure. And I think more than that, it more than the fear of what others think, I think I don't know. I think it's more along the lines of the strongest fear is fear of what your child may become.
Oh, and, so true.
And it's hard. It is so difficult. And to look at your child and just fear all of the mistakes that they make and all of the pain that you yourself suffered from your mistakes, I think that's one of the most difficult things is thinking about the pain that you have endured and wanting to spare your child of any of that pain. And when you look at something that you see as immoral and seeing it, your child start to look at those ideas, that's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And I love that you have really brought to this conversation that component of fear, because I think fear is something that drives a lot of this. People have the best of intentions, but sometimes fear gets in the way. And fear also limits our freedom in a major way.
Oh, hugely. And I mean, there's an old saying that holds very true. Hurt people hurt people.
Isn't that the truth? And I think if we keep that in the forefront, it's going to make a difference moving forward. That is some incredible wisdom on this Wisdom Wednesday. Jared Lytell, thanks so much for hanging out with me today at the KID News Radio studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.